Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Castor, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guests are Peggy Landwehr and George Kopp. Hello, Peggy and George.
Hello. Thank you for having us, Gary and Yes. Dan.
Happy to be here.
Well, we're happy you're here as well. They're here as part of Applejack, which is a local computer club here in town that 40 years ago in November, they actually started this club. So they're kind of celebrating their anniversary at this point. So happy anniversary.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Yes, it actually was in December.
Okay.
Initially, we thought it was November, but we went back in the archives and learned it was December.
All right.
It started 40 years ago. And it started just shortly after the Macintosh was introduced, with the famous Super Bowl commercial.
Oh, yeah.
It was like 1984.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when we invited you guys here, it started getting me thinking about my first computer, which was an Apple Macintosh. It was a 512K, and my gosh, I thought it would blow the doors off. I can still remember this thing. It was like a toaster turned sideways with a slot in it.
Exactly.
The screen was expansive. It was like 8 inches by 6 inches.
Nine.
Was it?
Very nine
yeah.
diagonal. So
yeah.
Very, very small.
Yeah. And I just thought I could do anything on that computer. Yeah. Of course, I also had dial-up at the time. So.
Well, that was painful.
Yes. Yes. So when you think back to the 80s, the mid-80s are really when home computers became a more common thing. And so what caused you guys to form this club?
Well, when we first started getting into computers, or when I did, it became pretty clear that there wasn't a lot of information around about how to use them or what to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the computer had a lot of potential, and you could look at the screen, and it was neat to draw a little picture on a Macintosh screen.
Yep.
But how do you really make use of these devices? And so we kind of figured out in these days, which were before the internet. I mean, today people would get on the internet and search for everything they want. But back then, it was really a matter of having to get together with people of like mind and of like computer and talk about all the new things that were coming out and how to do different features and functions and have people demonstrate their machines, which might be different. I mean, my original Mac was a 128, which was even smaller than, you know, less memory than what yours was. But in those days, having a group of people together was really the way that people got information distributed.
Sure, sure. It was a real chat room there,
if really
you will.
It really was, yes, before a chat.
Well, you know, it struck me as I was thinking about that. I'm thinking we spent around $3,500 or so, which was a lot of money in 84, 85 for a computer that you didn't really know. I mean, it was a glorified typewriter in some respects.
That's right. And even if you typed in something nice and you had a beautiful story, you know, you printed it out on these dot matrix printers, and which were extremely loud and printed very poorly. But, but in those days, other people couldn't do that.
Yeah.
You know, having that ability was really something pretty nice.
Sure.
And to be able to, you know, you were always, when you were a Mac user in the early days, you were always the guy that people wanted to do the newsletter. They, you know, let the Mac guy do the newsletter.
Yeah.
He can, he can do that kind of stuff.
So, George was actually at the first meeting.
I was.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So how many were at your first meeting?
As I remember, there were about 10 people there.
Okay.
Initially, the club was actually founded by two individuals. It was founded by Tom Piper primarily, and Tom has passed on now, but he had the idea to get together and have a computer club that that would talk about Macintosh things.
And yeah.
He was very excited about the Macintosh at the time, and he got our excitement going along with it.
Sure. Well, when you think back during that time, I mean, Apple was the new kid on the block, right? I mean, everything else was IBM.
Right.
And so, and it certainly had a different operating system, it still does, from how a PC user would operate it.
Oh, exactly. So. And you know, in IBM at those days, it ran DOS. And so you had to type in commands and have it give you responses back. You know, the Mac was a computer of its own that gave you the ability to be able to visualize things and actually draw and see pictures and use graphics in a document rather than just text.
Yes.
And that's kind of when I entered. I didn't enter till 91.
Okay.
But we had a small sum of money we had inherited. And my father actually had come, he had gotten a new computer and he had a DOS machine and he brought it out to his old one and he sat down there and tried to show it to me and he couldn't remember the commands to get in and out of the different programs and everything. And I was just like, and so I actually had a friend I worked with who knew Tom Piper. So then I called Tom and then he said, you know, you need to get an Apple computer, Macintosh. And so here I was, a young bride with a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, and I wanted to learn how to use a computer. But it was so intuitive, and also the club was so fabulous to go to every month that within a year I created a family cookbook and memory book in PageMaker. Which was an early desktop publishing. And today, to this day, I probably should have printed 100 more of them because it has just become this family keepsake. But I had a friend and I would take my little floppy drive over to her house and then she'd say, okay, here's the next step with what you need to do with this. And then I was hooked. And if it actually weren't for the club, I wouldn't have been able to do near the things that I can do on the computer.
Yeah.
I still get excited of things we learn. Back in that day, I mean, I used to come home every night, we meet once a month on Tuesday nights, and I was just had a rush, you know. It was just so exciting.
Yeah.
And even, I'll just give you one little anecdote, but the new feature of the iPhone Photos app has a little thing called, it's called Remove, or what's that?
Cleanup,
yes. Yeah. And so I just took some engagement pictures of my son and his fiance in Kansas City, and we were at River Market area, and there was this trash can. And I knew it was there.
Yeah.
Couldn't find a way to block it to get the picture of them, you know. And so I was like, nope, I'm going to be able to take that out. So you just push your little finger on the trash can, and poof, it disappears. In 1984, you never would have thought
do
that. Or that we'd have a phone in our pocket. And
well, there's that too. Yeah.
But no, it's been a great, great experience.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's something that you hit on. It's exactly right. Technology clearly has evolved, right? Mm-hmm. Who would have thought 40 years ago you'd be carrying your computer in your pocket? You know, or your watch, exactly, that is considerably more powerful than what you purchased at that time,
right? That's right.
Yeah.
The capabilities, the memory, the speed. As technology has evolved, how has the personality of the club changed?
Well, when we were formed, we were Macintosh only. Because that's really all there was that Apple provided. I mean, they had some older machines, Apple IIs and Apple IIIs, but we were going to focus on the Macintosh. We had our first meeting out at a little computer store on Missouri Boulevard called Century Next Computers.
Okay.
And the owner out there, the person running the store, was named Tom Day, and he's the one that hosted us. Mm-hmm. And he encouraged us to get together and do this kind of stuff. So between Tom and he, we got together and talked Macintosh for years, day by day. Mm-hmm. Well, Apple decided they were going to expand their product line, and so when the iPhone first came out, we decided that part of our club, since it was Apple related, would be the iPhone also.
Okay.
So we support iPhones, we support iPads, anything basically that Apple provides. We will have meetings that talk about it and support it and help answer questions for people that have issues with it. So the product line of Apple's that has changed has kind of caused the club to have to change along with it.
Sure.
And the other thing people don't realize, they call them mugs or Macintosh user groups. They were all over the world at one point.
Yeah.
And there was even an international group that Tom was a part of. But there was one in Columbia, there was one at the university, and then there was another one in Columbia, and we would meet jointly with them. And we're one of the few that has survived all these years.
Yeah. There were over 700 Mac user groups at one time.
Wow.
throughout the world. And there are many fewer these days because the world's changed, right?
Sure.
I mean, you know, in those days, as we talked about, the only way to get information from someone else was to sit down and talk to them.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't know these people, so how are you going to get together, right? So the club really served that purpose to be able to get people together. Nowadays, with the advent of the internet, you know, if people have a question, they can go and just search for something and,
exactly,
and get either the right or the wrong answer. Who knows? But they'll get an answer.
Right.
But that's not necessarily the best answer because they're getting it from people that they don't know. They don't even have the interaction with those people of being able to sit down and talk to them. So the club has continued to meet. We've continued to have meetings every month of the year, with the exception of January now because of the weather usually. Mm-hmm. But we meet because we have a number of people that still like that interaction, that talking to people, asking a person a real question rather than having to go search for something on the internet and then try to figure out which of the answers is the right one.
Right.
And we also produced a newsletter for decades. Mm. Every month, and now we have a website where we host our information. And the beauty of it, like George was mentioning, there are, you know, people who come to the meetings. We meet at Immaculate Conception School in Kennedy Hall every month now. Mm-hmm. Thanks to Sister Josetta, used to be with us. She's now retired, but we're still hanging in there.
Yeah.
But we also Julie Smith, whom mm-hmm. you know, does a face. She broadcasts it for us through Facebook, so okay. we have a Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And then you can go to our Facebook page and watch what we discussed, or you can go to our website and find it. So, and we had, what, last month we had like 70 views of one of our club meetings.
Yeah.
And so we always have a topic every month. Sometimes it may just be a full Q&A, but usually we have a pointed topic. And of course, every year when the new products come out and then the new operating systems, mm-hmm. there's always something to learn.
Yeah. So what was your topic last month?
Mac OS, right?
Yeah, we talked about the new operating system for the Mac that was released in late September. It was we typically recommend to our club members not to install the newest thing right away because you know how that goes.
Oh yeah,
you know the people that are early adopters are the ones that have the arrows in their backs.
Exactly,
yeah. It's difficult. Say no to .0.
Yeah,
and then we just go to.
So we waited a month and then we had a meeting where we talked about all the new features that are involved in the new operating system. Yeah. We demonstrated things that were in there that people might want to try to use as they work. The month before that, we talked about the new operating systems on the phones, the iPhones, the iPads mm-hmm. that just came out, and some of the new Apple Intelligence features that are starting to come out into the phones just this month.
Yeah.
And then we've given classes, too, for George has taught an iPad class several times. And actually, years ago in the 80s, when the school district, or the 90s, I should say, when the school districts had Apple computers, and IC did as well, We taught classes for the teachers.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
we taught hundreds of teachers over the years mm-hmm. how to use a computer. And this was back when people would come and sit down and not know what to do with a mouse. And,
yeah.
You know, that's kind of everybody knows what a mouse does nowadays. But,
right.
But in those days, it was just, you know, which way does this face?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty
so
basic.
It was fun.
But yeah, it was the basic, you know, not only how to use a computer, but how to use Word. And we had classes on Excel and mm-hmm. and things like that. And yeah. I think the school district was really well received.
Yeah.
And we do it over at Simonson, I think, is where we mm-hmm. taught those classes. Mm. And that was all volunteer. We didn't charge for those classes.
Sure. Sure. So your club... How many attend your club at this point?
We typically at a meeting have about 25 to 30 people that attend. We have many people that watch on the online. Our total membership is about 80 people now.
Nice.
Still.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have kind of fluctuated between 60 and 100 for most of the existence of the club.
Yeah.
Not the same people, different people, obviously.
Right.
Our biggest trouble is longevity. We have a number of life members who can no longer take advantage of their membership. So, you know, that's the real part.
Sure, sure. So as a member, there are membership dues, I'm presuming.
Yes, there are.
So what are your membership dues for it?
$25 a year.
Okay.
But I don't know how many years ago, which was may have been a mistake on our part, but we instigated a lifetime membership fee for $100.
Okay.
And so those of us that joined
years ago,
we got a real benefit
from it.
But the only expenses we have are our website,
sure,
hosting that, And then we provide snacks at every meeting, which people really do enjoy.
Oh, absolutely.
We have a little social time and snacks. And so for this coming month, we're going to have, we've actually ordered t-shirts that have a new logo that we've developed on that. And people are going to wear those. And then we're going to have a cake and cookies. And George and I have done a slideshow. So that'll be showing. And boy, that was kind of a blast from the past to go back and look at all those old pictures.
How young we look.
Yeah. And so we're going to do that. And we have our annual business meeting where we elect officers. And then we've adopted and updated our bylaws as well.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So it's going to be a packed-filled meeting, but it'll be plenty of time to socialize.
Okay. So you mentioned it's the second Tuesday,
first
Tuesday of the month.
Every month.
At IC.
Mm-hmm.
And
7 p.m.
7 p.m. So if someone wants to join, how can they go about it? Can they just show up?
You don't even need to have to want to join. If you just want to come and visit us and see a meeting and see what we do and make a value judgment for yourself, whether you think this is going to be valuable, I want to come back. Come to the meeting and just see what's going on. If you make a decision that night or even a few months down the road after coming to two or three meetings that you want to join, we're happy to have you.
Okay.
But we don't throw anybody out. We want anybody that has an interest in any Apple product to come and feel comfortable in being there and feel comfortable in asking your questions. You know, that's one of the hardest things is people tend to believe that they're not very smart about this stuff. So the question they have, they're kind of afraid to ask in public because, you know, they think, well, everybody's going to think I'm dumb. I don't know what I'm doing. But the reality of it is every time somebody asks a question, four or five people will step up and say, oh, I have that same problem. Or I'd love to be able to do that if I could. So it's really a learning experience. It's not just learning from the people like Peggy or I, or the other officers that present, it's learning from each individual, you know, what everybody has an experience of doing, what everybody has tried and didn't work.
Yeah.
And talk about products. If you're looking to buy a new Mac, come and talk to us at a meeting. We'll probably save you some money first off in your purchase, and we'll also make sure that what you buy is really what you need.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I think you make a great point. You know, a lot of us, we make our decisions based on our comfort level and our value proposition.
Right.
So as individuals, what's the value proposition for you that got you to commit this long to Applejack?
Well, it's friendships of people that you've met over the years. You know, you meet people in these groups, you become friends with them, you spend time with them over the years, and you just decide that you want to continue to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one of the things I think that our generation has always been really good. The older folks have been good at wanting to get together and meet with people, you know. We have people that come to our meetings that I'm pretty sure they're not very sophisticated in using their computer, but they come to the meeting anyway just because they want to sit and talk to people about Apple and Macintosh and things that they're doing. And that's valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess for me, the real thing is being able to work with people and talk to people and have that feeling of being able to help folks and make these wonderful tools that Apple puts out be able to really work for them, not just do the things you see on the commercials.
Yeah.
Well, I think another thing I want to add, most everybody walks away that evening learning something. Something new that they can make the use of their phone or their iPad or their computer easier. And that's a real benefit. And that's what has kept me coming back is just the different presentations every month, how much we've learned. But it's also, like George said, it really is the friendships. I mean, we've got to know a lot of other people, you know, people you wouldn't normally know over all these years.
You know, and early on, we worried that there would be enough new stuff, enough new material. But, you know, Apple puts out a new release of each operating system every year.
Yeah.
Every release has over 100 new features in it that they've added. You know, the average person probably uses 3 or 4 of those, maybe.
Right.
And they don't even know the rest exist, but they might like to find out about some of those because it might help them do something.
Yeah. You know?
Well, and sometimes we can save people money. Like some people purchase, you know, some type of antivirus software for their computer. And Apple malware and viruses that have been developed against Apple computers over the years. But there is a free product that we talk about called malware, where you can go and run it. It's free. Just run it once a month or whenever you want to run it. And so that gives people peace of mind too, knowing you know, or if there's some other thing that's some hoax that's coming along, we're like, no, that's not true. But the only thing I was going to add too, the only month we're not at IC, as George mentioned, is January. But also in June, we have a picnic. That's always fun too.
All right.
Great All right. food. But good company and just the knowledge that people like George and Joe and Mark and Tom's son, Jason, you know, and others are just willing to share. It's just phenomenal. And also people will come in who don't have, you know, who don't feel like they're as knowledgeable. But if they've discovered something that they think would be beneficial to others, they'll raise their hand and tell you about it, too. So that's kind of fun. When people
Then there are the Windows people who will show up for the meeting and they'll see what we're doing and they'll say, you know, I'm just going to buy one of these Macs because now I got somebody I can ask questions to.
There you go.
And with my Windows machine, when I don't know how to do something, I have to ask my son, and he's not too excited about it.
Yeah. They have an iPhone.
To help me.
And they have an iPhone, and then they have a Windows computer. It's like, okay, And then they're trying to hook up with iTunes and do whatever.
We can make your life easier.
Make your life a lot easier.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, folks, happy anniversary.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You're absolutely welcome, and thanks for joining us today.
We're very happy to be able to be here.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.